It is Mental Health Month this month, and thankfully we're talking more and more about mental health, and one of the reasons is that people are willing to do that, to try and destigmatise it, and there are many more advocates for mental health than there has really ever been. One from regional WA is Brad Milstead. Now, Brad is a Wathaurou farmer, and he has very kindly agreed to join us this very early morning. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Barry, and how are you, and how's everyone?
Good, thank you. I'm interested, you've been an advocate for a little while now about mental health. Can you remind us as to, you know, what put you on this path?
Oh, Barry, look, I'll put my hand up and say that I'm probably one of the lucky ones that, for want of a better word, that my life's probably been more, my personal life's been more impacted by road trauma than trauma with mental health, basically. But look, mental health is real. And illness is very, very real. And the stats, I really don't like stats, but the stats are real. It's eight Australians every single day choose to end their own life. And the ripples that become waves that action causes is affects a lot of people, and by people having a bit of a chat to each other and sharing how they feel can make a difference, and I'm all for encouraging leadership in that zone.
And you would have seen, no doubt, a number of your colleagues in the farming industry going through some difficult times.
Oh, absolutely, Barry. Yeah, no, we've it's impossible to quantify or articulate the emotion that goes into our business or our enterprise. It's more than financial. And it becomes even harder when you've got livestock involved as well. Crops are plants that are sort of easily dealt with as such. But when you're dealing with and trying to keep alive another living being, it makes it tougher again.
One of the initiatives or one of the ideas you came up with was this idea of the six Bs. Can you tell us what that involves?
Yeah, well, basically, our community of Wathaurou, there's no real formal men's team sport left anymore. And, I'm 48, so nearing 50, and it was a selfish thing. I was missing my mates that I played so much cricket and footy with and all those sort of things. So leading into May 8th day back in 2017, I came up with the idea, it was pretty dry as it is right now, and thought, I flicked out a heap of text messages to all my mates, and we organised a bonfire up in one of our paddocks. So basically the six Bs is blokes, barbecue, bonfire, bonding, bullshit, and beers. So it was just an opportunity to get everybody together and have a bit of a chat and have a laugh. And I must admit, I wandered off into the darkness of one night or during that night to just reflect on things, and just to hear all of my mates there laughing and telling the same old stories that we've told forever about whatever cricket game or footy game or whatever, just to hear blokes laughing and being blokes was so great. So I'm just trying to foster that whoever wants to listen, that it's okay to be a bloke. There's nothing wrong with being a bloke, and a bit of testosterone time has never hurt anyone, basically. So as much as we all love our families, the pressures of life and business and trying to be more than what we've ever felt that we've had to be before, just to be able to step back from that and just be a bloke is time well spent, in my opinion.
You had one recently, and you were saying to me the other day that you were thinking of holding another one. You've had quite a dry start to the season. What's the general feeling there in where you are in the wheat belt?
Oh, look, we had a magnificent year last year. There's no doubting that, and I think everyone's proud of the efforts that they made last year in making the most out of what was a fantastic year. But as is the vagaries with farming, at the moment it is dry, and there is a possibility that, we'll put it this way, anxiety levels around here I think would be just starting to rise a little bit now, but if it hadn't have been for last year, they would be a lot higher, and people have just got to sit back and take or regroup and think that, last year it didn't rain till the 23rd or the 24th of May, so and we still had a brilliant year. So we're still far from being out of the game. We're still in the game, and just got to have those backup plans sitting there that if you need to execute, do that. But yes, no, we are. If come the end of next week, if it's still looking dry with the outlook of dry for the week after, I reckon that, there might be a few text messages going around. And, we'll try and rally the troops and get around a bonfire somewhere and cook up some chops and some snags and have a beer and a chat.
My guest is Brad Milstead. Brad's a Wathaurou farmer, also a mental health advocate. Talking this morning, it is Mental Health Month this month. You mentioned there the six Bs and the benefit that you sort of, in an anecdotal sense, get the idea that this is bringing to people. As we look a bit more broader afield, what are the actual benefits of men being able to get together in this way and talk?
Yeah, Barry, and it's not just blokes. It's just, I think, fairly well recognised that females do a hell of a lot better job of sharing their feelings, and that's the motherhood side of being a female. I think that nurturing side, they are very good at sharing their emotions, whereas us blokes, we're brought up with the perception that we have to be the hunter-gatherer and we're big and strong and robust and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, we're all humans and all the same. So look, a lot of the talk with mental health, the language involved with it is so important. And unfortunately, a lot of the terms used are just so negative. There's victims and it's an illness and all these sort of things. And one thing I've just really, the slogan I saw recently was, if you take the I out of illness and replace it with a we, it becomes wellness. So I know I'm trying to talk more of mental wellness than mental illness or mental health. And it is that old thing of a problem shared is a problem halved. And if you stop dealing it with an I and make it a we and share how you are actually feeling with somebody else that's close to you, then it's only got to be a good thing. And once again, going back to stats, the stats say that on average, most men will only have two good friends that they'll actually share everything with. And that's an average. So obviously there's quite a few that have none, and there'll be a few that have more. But yeah, if you can, everyone's management plan for mental wellness is going to be different. But I think a key part is if you can, yeah, try and include somebody else in there. And if you've got a gotcha for life, mate, then that's a very good thing. I know one of my good gotcha for mates is in South Australia. And quite often we'll give each other a ring once a week, and probably while we're just driving home through the farm and maybe enjoying a amber beer and... Yeah, we have a beer together. We might be 2,500 kilometres apart, but that telephone becomes a very handy tool in sharing our problems and the good and the bad in life, basically.
Brad, good luck with it all, and thank you. Appreciate your insights and thoughts today. Good to chat.
No, Barry, thank you very much. Yeah, certainly not a professional, but yeah, love to spread the word that we only get the one life, so let's make the most of it.